The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has met with U.S. President Barack Obama and U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to discuss the Israeli-Palestinian problem. We asked Michael Fishbach, a Mideast expert with Randolph-Macon College, if his meeting moved the peace process forward.
I think so, and I think the reason why is that he came to some kind of an agreement, at least in terms of dynamics, with President Obama. It's no secret that the relationship between the two countries and the two men in particular has been tense, and I think they had a so-called heart-to-heart talk and managed to see eye-to-eye on some issues that in the end will result in the peace process moving forward, if just slightly.
The two of them were all smiles when they met with the news media after their talks. What is the political significance of this improvement in U.S.-Israeli relations?
It's actually fairly significant, certainly for the Israelis. Prime Minister Netanyahu's condition within his coalition government was fairly tenuous, at least up until recently. His defense minister, Ehud Barak, has been at odds with him. There have been other problems within his cabinet and his coalition, and he really needed some kind of breakthrough with the Americans, I think, to give himself a new lease on life. Conversely, for the Obama administration, while it's not often stated, there is a certain amount of pressure on the president, having received already the Nobel Peace Prize, to make some kind of at least fairly concrete gains as far as a peace process. And he's been sending George Mitchell to the region. So for his own reasons, he's needed to be seen at least as someone who's really moving the process forward, if only in small steps. So I do think that for both men, it was a very important meeting, and I think each got what he wanted.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has been calling for direct talks with the Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Palestinians have been saying not until Israel commits to a total freeze on Jewish settlement construction in certain areas. What is your feeling about this appeal for direct talks? Is this going to go anywhere?
I think eventually it's going to have to go somewhere. The point now is that the Palestinians realize that there's a lot of global pressure essentially on their side, or at least pressure against Israel, if not directly on the Palestinian side. The Gaza flotilla disaster being one of them, increased scrutiny on Israel's nuclear program being another, the fact that there's a great concern about any possible attack on Iran. So I think the Palestinians have been pushing for a hard line because they've sensed for the first time in quite a while that there is a global pressure on Israel. The fact of the matter is, though, that the Palestinians are the infinitely weaker partner in this relationship with Israel, and they know that despite feeling strong at the moment diplomatically, that they're going to have to engage, and sooner or later, and more likely sooner, they are going to have face-to-face talks with Netanyahu, and they understand this.
Michael Fishbach with Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.